Well, we closed down both of our shops here in West Ishpeming, and we opened up our entire showroom for donations for the families that were affected by the fires. A phenomenal turnout. You wouldn't believe it when you walked in here. You would think we were a clothing shop. It's just amazing how many items that we've got in here. So we're trying to get the word out to the families that need it to come on in and get this stuff. It's here for them. We've got it sorted in sizes and you know, everything else, and we just want to get it to the families that need it.
Now, you're in the process of telling folks to come in and get stuff. Are you still, I'm sure, taking things, too, if people want to make a donation and help out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're planning on doing is anything that doesn't go directly to the families, we're going to hold a massive rummage sale, and we're going to take all the proceeds and donate it right back into the West Ishpeming Fire Department.
Is there a specific need right now, Scott, or are you just kind of gathering up what people are willing to donate?
No, you know, we went through all the small specifics yesterday, but what we were talking about this morning, you know, we got all of our guys together, and we're thinking that as these people begin to relocate and they rent apartments or get into new homes, they're going to need furnishings, they're going to need housewares, you know, stuff like that. So we've made available another 2,000 square feet in our facility to begin taking in the larger items. So if anybody has anything like that, I know that we're in need of some kids' beds. We were told that already this morning, so we're looking for those specifically.
You know, and the other thing that I think about here, too, you know, you mentioned kids. You know, a lot of them have lost their favorite toy, their favorite stuffed animal, their favorite whatever. And, you know, adults are adults, you know, it beyond, I mean, just bluntly say this, what happened sucks, but it's worse for the kids. And so as far as, you know, comfort items for the kids, I think would be a real helpful thing.
That would be great. You know, we've seen some of the kids come in here and you just feel powerless. I mean, you could just see, you know, you could just see it, and you just see that they look drained and saddened. And if we can, you know, even, and I know it sounds a little weird to ask for this, but I mean, video game systems will help pass the time.
Sure.
You know, anything like that, maybe some handhelds. We've got a lot of children's clothing, but we don't have a lot of, you know, like 10 to 15 year old toys or stuff like that. We've got all the like 2 to 6 year old toys. So anything else in that range, and like I said, children's bedding and bed supplies and dressers, those are the things that we're really trying to get together now.
Well, Scott, what are your hours up there? What's your schedule here now over the next few days?
Well, we are going to be here as long as people are coming through the doors. We were at the building until a little bit after 11 last night. We plan on running until at least 8 or 9 o'clock again tonight and, you know, through Saturday and Sunday, too. We're going to keep taking the items in and trying to get them to the families.
I would think, too, as being a collection point, Scott, that this has been pretty humbling.
You know, that's exactly the word that I used last night, and I guess the biggest part of that is just to watch the outpouring of love and support from this community. That's why we live here, and it's just amazing. I'm so proud of the entire county and how they banded together. I couldn't have picked a better place to live.
Now, not everybody familiar with your location. Where do you want people exactly to bring these items?
We're right on the highway in West Ishpeming. They've got a big, it's called the Westgate Shell Station. If you know where that is, or the Triangle Hotel, then you're going to see our building. It's the Smurf blue building sitting right on the highway. We've got a big marquee sign out front with a flashing arrow, and all my guys are donating their time. They're here to help.
Well, again, if anything comes up, you got a specific need, make sure you let us know, and we'll do what we can to get the word out. But, hey, bless you guys for being willing to do this and taking it in, and hopefully people know that you're the place to go to take advantage of folks' generosity. Sadly, it's needed, but you guys have really stepped up, and it's great to see.
Well, I appreciate all that. All we did, guys, we just opened our doors. You know, our community has done all the work, but, you know, we do appreciate that. And you know, yeah, get the people in here and let's get the items where they need to go.